discrepancy between where you are and where you want to be. So you're anxious about failing your exams, finding your first job. She says anxiety is designed to feel bad. Your heart races, your blood vessels contract, so you sit up and listen, adding, "But unlike fear, anxiety contains hope. Our dopamine levels increase. That's the feel-good hormone that happens when we're rewarded. The distant prospect of acing those exams, of getting a clean bill of health, or landing your chosen career is the dopamine talking. Anxiety can focus the mind, drive you to revise harder, to see a doctor, to seek new pathways towards your chosen career." Dr. Dennis Tiwari says, "It's a horrible emotion. It feels terrible. But it's a beautiful emotion as well." The key distinction between anxiety and an anxiety disorder is functional impairment, when our ways of coping impede our normal life. Perhaps we stop leaving the house. In cases of obsessive compulsive disorder, we might create rituals to dampen the feelings. Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari advocates treatments like exposure and response prevention, a cognitive behavioral therapy which helps patients confront whatever they're anxious about. "But her biggest wish is to change our approach at a much earlier stage so that anxiety won't drift into a disorder." Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari says, "First, it's this understanding that being anxious is not a malfunction. It's a helpful and useful," adding, "If you wake up with that feeling, it's worth tuning in and sitting on it for a while. Why are you feeling like this?" She gives the example of her first pregnancy when she learned that her son would require open-heart surgery within months of his birth. Her anxiety was off the scale, but it energized her to do everything in her power to minimize the odds of the worst outcome imaginable. She gathered knowledge from every paper ever published about her son's condition. She found the best possible surgeon. She planned for every contingency. Anxiety helps us forge forwards with creative solutions, but there are times when there is little we can do to address a future uncertainty. Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari suggests many ways of coping here. Connecting with friends and family is a soothing first step. Cultivating things that immerse you in the present moment is also helpful. She says, "Mindfulness is one technique, but whatever works for you. Exercise is an incredible way to find flow and bring yourself to the present. Music, whether you perform or listen to it. Walking in nature, I love to write poetry. Bad poetry most of the time, but it leads me to a state of expansive thinking. Making a daily to-do list can claw back some sense of control and achievement. The worst possible response is to instead stamp out the feelings or attempt to avoid it." Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari says humans are anti-fragile. We only strengthen and grow when challenged. She says, "Our emotional systems are like our immune systems. If our immune system isn't exposed to germs, it remains weak. If our muscles aren't used, atrophy sets in. It's only by feeling our anxiety, listening and acting on it, that we cope better next time." For this reason, Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari expresses grave concerns over our creeping collective anxiety avoidance techniques, like safe spaces and trigger warnings. She says, "I think they're counterproductive, and so far the evidence suggests that too. What they tend to do is inform someone that they're not up to the task and that difficult emotions are harmful." snowplow parenting is another counterproductive development. Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari says, here in Manhattan, it has replaced the helicopter parent. This removal of obstacles, fixing things before they've happened. I know it's so hard being a parent, it takes everything for me not to step in. But we have to have faith in our kids, acknowledge their emotions, show we have confidence they can figure it out. We need to help them through, not around. Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari says, this speaks to me. In 2020, my youngest daughter was the target of some harmful behavior at her school. She came off her phone. She caught contact with her friends. Within weeks, the schools had closed. Two, the country in lockdown, and my daughter's anxiety over ever going back or making new friends was sky high. I was so tempted to lift that weight off her back by telling her she never had to. I came close. I thought about moving house. I inquired about other schools. I researched homeschooling. But then what? At some point, she'd have to step back into the world. The kids from her school lived all around us. On social media, they'd never be more than a click away. I knew that the best outcome was the hardest, to go back. She says, strangely, in the months that followed, my daughter used many of the methods outlined in Future Tense. She filled notebooks with lists that she carefully ticked off each day. At first, they were basic. Shower, wash hair, but as she began to follow interests and find meaningful distractions, teenagers without phones have a lot of hours to fill, they became more character building. Meditate, French Duolingo, leg workout with weights. Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari says, my own anxieties brought some horrible physical effects, loss of appetite, my clothes stopped fitting. But my mind whirled with ideas, new ways to build her up. Some actually worked. She attended a film course where she bonded with a girl over a shared interest, still one of her closest friends. Though we weren't going on holiday that summer, I asked a family in Madrid, Spain, if they knew a teenage girl interested in a fortnight's exchange. My daughter returned from that trip the happiest and most relaxed I'd ever seen her. Dr. Tracy Dennis Tiwari concludes by saying, at school, it probably took a full year before my daughter felt safe in new friendships. Anxiety brought her to rock bottom, but by sitting with it, getting through, not around, she's deeper, stronger, and so much wiser. I couldn't be prouder. It's horrible, it feels terrible, but it's beautiful too.
This is IRIB English Radio. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en. Thank you.
علم فقه از علوم شریفه اسلامی است.
فقه or jurisprudence is an Islamic knowledge and is ranked
The Holy Prophet of Islam is the example
of
Self-purification is the most significant factor.
Imamat yek asl zinde ast dar tarikh Islam.
Imamat is a living principle in the history of Islam and Shiism.
This is Ulama Speech, the best selection of the speeches of prominent Shia scholars.
In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, welcome to another episode of the program Ulama's Speech. In this episode, we invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. Stay tuned.
خدا رحمت کنه آیت الله سبوالحسن اصفهانی رو. یه جمله‌ای داره خیلی قشنگه.
The late Ayatollah Sayyid Abulhasan Isfahani stated a beautiful sentence. He said, "A person who does not consider a minor sin as major, verily he or she may consider a major sin as something minor." This means that if someone belittles a minor sin, he or she will be trapped in doing the major sins too. When you belittle a sin, you are belittling the God. The very great God considers the sins as major. So how can we consider the sins as minor acts?
یکی از شاگردان آیت الله صمد آقای خانساری میگفت تو درس آیت الله آقای خانساری که فوق العاده بود تو درس فقهشون.
One of the students of the late Sayyid Ahmad Khansari narrates, when the late Sayyid was teaching the jurisprudential rulings about adultery, he repeated the word adultery only once during the whole course, because he believed that even repeating such a word in a scholarly circle will be a minor sin. This is how the true men of God are even careful about their words and manner of talking. Therefore, we must not prepare the ground for committing major sins by belittling the minor sins. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Ulama's Speech, which was the English translation of a short speech by Hujjatul Islam Ali. To find out more about this program, log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.
food for thought.
Hello, dear friends, and here is an authentic narration from Imam Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, peace be upon him, the eighth infallible heir of Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, and the importance of pilgrimage to the holy shrines. By Allah, he who visits the tomb of any of the Imams will be rewarded as same as him who visits the tomb of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein, peace be upon him, that is, paradise.
انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth. From the beginning, our nation knew its path, and with empty hands, without any weapons except the weapon of faith and spirituality, stood against the bullies and overthrew the sinister Pahlavi regime, which would obliterate Islam if it had remained in power for a few more years, curtailing the hands of all powers from its oil reserves. Unfortunately, while all Islamic governments should gather around this center and gravitate towards Islam, the Islam that has brought them independence and freedom, they pay no heed to it or do, but are hampered by carnal desires from acting as they should.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the Islam and Our Deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini mentions that if the divine precepts are observed in a nation, falsehood, which is batil, will leave that nation. Now, Imam Khomeini is pointing at a very important point, that if we do not want to have the batil in our nation, if we do not want to have the falsehood in the nation, in the society, then obviously we need to observe the divine precepts. And if a nation, at the level of nation, if people can experience such an observation, then obviously the falsehood or the batil will leave that nation. How does this happen? It happens when we are connected to the divinity, when we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when our actions becomes divine, when our actions become according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered. So when we are connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we become something which is called the color of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the Quran, Allah has said, Sibghatullah, wa man ahsanu min Allahi sibgha, that the color of Allah, and what is better than the color of Allah?
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi,
sallallahu alayhi.
The qadar of Allah means that our actions are according to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our actions, our deeds, whatever we do, whatever we say, it is all according to the teachings of Islam. And if we can do that at the level of nation, then that nation will become a true nation. A nation that does not have any kind of falsehood in it. The nation that has the justice in it. The nation that takes care of the rights of the people. Every single person in the society. Then we do not have the categories or the levels of different people. Everyone is equal. Everyone is getting their rights with the justice. So it is important to observe the divine precepts. And we must have these precepts in our life. We must have this. This only can be achieved if our deeds are according to the Islamic teachings. Islam has taught us how to live. The Quran is the book of guidance. It has come with the guidance in order to take us to the perfection, in order to take us to become the best people in the world. Therefore, if we can follow, if we practically follow the teachings of Islam and the Quran, then obviously we are observing the divine precepts. And once we have done it, then the nation will become free of batil and falsehood, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
This is IRIB English Radio. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
Cultural news, social news, scientific news, artistic news. With delight.
While some drivers are obsessed with speed, some others have a passion for the look of their cars. In Tehran, car tuning lovers have assembled for the biggest show of modified vehicles. Yusuf Jalali has the story.
Fast and Furious. It's the biggest show of personal cars turned SUVs. Held in Tehran's Island Karting Track, the event brought together more than 500 motorists to flaunt their modified cars.
This is the only place where car-tuning lovers can vent their energy and show off their beautiful cars. When I saw the call for such a big assembly of modified vehicles, I didn't waste a moment and decided to bring my car here.
Exhausts sound deeper, with flames popping out. Sound systems rattle the car roofs. And regular doors are replaced by butterfly doors, opening upward. To these people, car tuning is more than a hobby, but a passion. Majid says he has spent double the price of this Peugeot 206 to turn it into a green beast.
For us, our cars mean everything. To me, it's love. I save whatever I earn to spend on my car. So I urge the police to respect this love and stop fining us when we roll with our cars on the streets.
Based on Iran's traffic regulations, drivers are not allowed to alter the original design of their cars. Installing loudspeakers and noisy exhaust systems, and even attaching stickers, are associated with fines. Omid says he can't take this. He has transformed his Iranian-made car, dubbed Rana, into a whole new model, saying it looks better now on the street.
I spent whatever I could afford to make the streets look better with our cars, but the police are treating us like we are wrongdoers. I myself oppose dangerous driving in the city. What I want is just to make my car look more attractive.
Car tuning encompasses any modification to a vehicle that would lead to a higher engine performance and dynamic handling of the car. As long as these people stick to these rules, police will not have issues. Otherwise, they must keep these beauties inside their parking lots.
Thank you. However eye-catching they are, these mutated cars are no longer road pets and are good for drifting on tracks like this. Organizers say that's exactly why they held this show, to provide a chance for car-tuning maniacs to vent their energy in a safe place. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
The third long-duration team of astronauts launched by SpaceX to the International Space Station, ISS, for NASA safely departed the orbiting outpost to begin their descent back to Earth, capping a six-month science mission. Live video showing the capsule drifting away from the station as the two vehicles soared high over Australia was shown on a NASA webcast. Wearing helmeted white and black spacesuits, the four astronauts were seen strapped into the crew cabin shortly before the spacecraft separated from the station, orbiting some 400 kilometers above the Earth. NASA said one of the cosmonauts, Oleg Artemyev, assumed command of the ISS from Marshburn in a handover before Thursday's undocking.
And I relinquish control of the or command of the space station to you.
I accept command. I accept command. Thank you for key. Thank you for friendship. It was unbelievable time together.
If all goes smoothly, the Crew Dragon craft, dubbed Endurance, will parachute into the sea off the coast of Florida on Friday. Their departure came about a week after they welcomed their replacement team aboard the station, also currently home to three Russian cosmonauts on a long-term mission. Chinese scientists are establishing a meteorological monitoring station at an altitude of 8,800 meters on Mount Komolangma, the world's highest peak on the China-Nepal border. The 13 members of the research team started the trek towards an 8,300-meter base camp on Mount Komolangma from a 7,028-meter camp on Tuesday morning. They reached the camp in the afternoon and went on the last section of the arduous journey up on Wednesday morning. If the station is established successfully, it will replace the one at an altitude of 8,430 meters set up by the British and U.S. scientists on the mountains in 2019. It will be the world's highest of its kind, according to the Chinese Academy of Sciences.
The Light is a bulletin in which we bring you a lot of interesting news in different fields like animals' life, cultural events, funny trending news, and more from every corner of the world.
Iran's capital, Tehran, is hosting the country's most high-profile robotics event, dubbed RoboCop Iran Open. The event seeks to promote robotics and artificial intelligence by holding tournaments. Yusuf Shalali has the story.
They may not be able to face human soccer players just yet, but these robot footballers are taking their baby steps toward achieving this goal. The 16th edition of RoboCop Iran Open brought together 100 teams from across the country to compete in different fields of robotics and artificial intelligence, with a focus on soccer robots.
Our robot is a soccer player that moves with its wheels. It's totally different from humanoid robots, but it can certainly challenge them and beat them in a football match.
We have taken part in the Maze League of the RoboCop games. It's the first time I'm involved in this big competition, where I have to implement all my programming, mechanics and electronics skills to win the game. I am so excited.
Organizers say RoboCop seeks to promote robotics and artificial intelligence by offering IT experts a real-time challenge to build the most capable robots.
The idea of RoboCop competitions is to increase the creativity of IT experts in developing efficient robots. Why soccer? Because first of all, it is a highly popular sport, and second, it is a highly strategic game that requires a robot to perform many difficult tasks, which, if accomplished, can turn them into strong and capable robots.
RoboCop Iran Open is part of the international initiative dubbed Robot Soccer World Cup, or shortly, RoboCop. The event was first launched in 1997 and was inspired by the victory of a computer chess player against the then world chess champion, Garry Kasparov. The official goal of the competition, as stated by its organizers, is to hone the capabilities of humanoid robot soccer players so that they will win a soccer game against the winner of the most recent FIFA World Cup in mid-21st century.
While robots still have a long way to go before they can challenge the likes of Messi and Ronaldo, the ultimate goal of RoboCop is not about robot footballers beating human rivals, but the technology advances that can be made along the way to improve our lives. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
There is a lot to be worried about when it comes to the climate. An Indian auto rickshaw driver in the capital, New Delhi, has come up with an innovative idea to beat the scorching heat wave. He has built a garden on the roof of his vehicle to keep passengers cool. Mahendra Kumar's vehicle, dubbed Moving Garden, stands out among others with its unique rooftop. He has grown vegetables, flowers and a variety of herbs and shrubs on the small roof space. Kumar says it was easy to make the garden by spreading a thick sack over a mat and covering it with soil. Then he added the plants, watered them and watched them grow.
Around 2 years ago, I had this idea during the peak of the summer season. I thought if I can grow some plants on the roof, it will keep my auto rickshaw cool and give relief from the heat to my passengers.
Kuma says the thick green keeps his three-wheeler cool even when temperatures reach 45 degrees Celsius. The rickshaw driver has also installed small fans inside for the comfort of passengers as an extra measure. His passengers say they feel cold because of the natural air conditioner. Kumar's rickshaw attracts many commuters for obvious reasons, and passers-by also stop to take selfies. museum in France is hosting treasures of Peru, including the famed Machu Picchu, in a unique experience where technology meets archaeology. Visitors can immerse themselves in a vertical tour of Machu Picchu Citadel and see an exclusive exhibit of Peruvian archaeological objects. The collection is arranged chronologically, passing through the extraordinary diversity of some 13 cultures. The collection displays 200 artifacts spanning three millennia, dating as far back as 1500 BC. A large part of the exhibit is dedicated to Peru's Machica civilization with their vase portraits and red ceramics. The museum's curator says the goal was to show that pre-Columbus Peru was far deeper than just the Inca era. These days, it's easier than ever to get lost in the virtual world. A unique museum in the U.S. is using augmented reality for visitors to plug into a thrilling experience about the Earth's environmental challenges. The New York Museum is called Arcadia Earth. It offers a large-scale, multi-sensorial journey through underwater worlds, mountains, savannas, and inspirational fantasy lands. Each exhibit is brought to life through immersive technology and animated by augmented and virtual reality, including projection mapping. One installation is made of 44,000 plastic bags, the amount used in New York every minute before a plastic bag ban was implemented. The museum founder says the goal is to raise awareness about the impacts of climate change in a fun way.
The intention is to inspire people to come and leveraging game and immersive beauty to deliver a message. And I think that if this technique were to be used in school, we will so learn much more and every kid will want to go to school. And at the end of the day, the purpose is just to deliver the message. The tools are just techniques. So I really think that this technique, it's super fun and will work for everyone.
Vittori added that the experience is meant to encourage people to be proactive in protecting the planet. The exhibit also spotlights other environmental challenges such as overfishing and food waste. Proceeds from tickets sold are used to plant mangrove trees. This exhibit has been held in several cities across the United States, and each time proceeds have been used to support various environmental causes. Appearing like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, this Gundam-style robot lifts off special equipment and carries out maintenance work on out-of-reach railway contact lines in Japan. Developed by West Japan Railway Company JR West and two other Japanese companies, the humanoid robot can conduct repair work on overhead wires, which are considered high risk for humans. According to JR West, the prototype of this robot can be controlled by human operators through VR helmets and remote controls. It can lift objects up to 40 kilograms in weight with two hands to a height of 10 meters. It was designed to lower the risk of electrocution and falling for workers. The company says it can cut down human labor by a third. The company has been conducting tests since April and expects to put the robot into full service by early 2024.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Rabbitu billahi rabba wa bil islami.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, dear listeners of this program, today is a special from IRIB English Radio. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to this episode under the title of The Status of Music in Islam. Yes, we're going to speak about music. Today, Monday, is the 7th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 19th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 9th of May, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. As previous episode, we listened to chapter Luqman, verse 6. For today, we listen it again.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا أولئك لهم عذاب مهين.
And of the people is he who buys the amusement of speech to mislead others from the way of Allah without knowledge, and who takes it in ridicule. Those will have a humiliating punishment.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
At the end of the verse, we read, "For these shall be a disgracing chastisement." These are ones who, purchasing idle talks and falsehood, is either in this manner that they really earn superstitious and false fables by giving money, or it is in this way that for arranging some meetings of vanity, singing, and falsehood, they buy some maidservant singers, or they spend wealth in any way or form that by which they get this unlawful aim, that is the false and idle talks.
From the wind to the trees to the buzzing of the Ya Rabbil Alameen, your creation is a dream. From the stars to the moon, your dominion is so vast, yet your beauty isn't seen. Ya Rabbi, please accept my prayer. Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rahmanu Ya Rahim.
You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic is music in the viewpoint of Islam. Music and its legality and ethical standing in Islam has recently been a hotly debated topic. However, the interesting and intriguing thing is that this topic was not one of the disagreement and variance in the times of the Prophet and the companions and the infallibles. It has been a topic where much of the scholars have always had unanimous agreements throughout much of traditional Islamic history. Thus, in a conflicting situation like this, what makes us Muslims is our relentless pursuit of the truth, the realization that seeking answers should always be prioritized before personal comfort and ease.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin-istayn. In this episode, we are going to talk about music in Islam. At the same time, we find that a kind of music that makes our intellect dormant, this kind of music isn't allowable because the value of people rests on the power of cognizance and power of recognition. So a kind of music that leads people to losing our consciousness, losing our intellect, and harming our personality and status and dignity, that kind of music is certainly not allowable. At the same time, we need that some people may say that, for example, music played with this kind of music instrument may be allowed or may not be allowed. Or, for example, Iranian or Arab kind of music may be allowed or unallowable. Now, these classifications and such divisions wouldn't count. What counts is that, what kind of music may inspire us to be more active, to be more attentive to beauty, vocal beauty, especially, for example, the vocal beauty when the Holy Quran, linguistic or phonetic beauty when the Holy Quran is recited. So we find that music may be divided into various kinds. I mean, those kinds of music that have a positive effects on our nervous system and inspires us to act more and to be more active, in contrast to those that make us very, dormant or inactive or idle.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
On the continuation of today's special, let's look at one of the negative effects of music according to Islam. It can encourage us to deny Islam. There are such music that intoxicate Muslims and lead them away from the path of Islam. Realized or not, music made a person engage into its rhythm, melody, and lyrics, which sometimes the content is far from Islam. Teach about other form of belief, praise to other than Allah, and so forth. And because we already dissolve into the music, we start to learn, utter and ponder about the content, which feared it would lead us into a wrong path.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب.
Come and listen about harmful effects of music on body and mind. Special attention should be paid to film music. Superficially considered, it would seem that such music is of no importance, since in a cinematographic performance it is the picture which is primary importance. However, such is not the case. From the very beginning, that is to say, at a time when the later invention of the sound film could not yet be foreseen, cinematography performances were accompanied by music, which proves that the important effect of music on the spectators was well recognized. It is a psychological law that the impressions which come to us through our senses are much more effective if related emotions through the aid of other sense organs, are awakened within us. There is also another psychological reason of why accompanying music has a special effect upon the spectator. The conscious attention of the latter being completely concentrated upon the pictorial performance produces, instead of lessening the influence of the accompanying music, a tremendous increase in the effect which the picture has.
You've heard singers, the popular ones, the not so popular ones, whether it's in Arabic or in English or Urdu or Farsi or any other language, what is it that they're singing about? Is it something useful? Is it something meaningful? Is it something that benefits you in your life? Something that you can benefit with? No, it's all useless. And another verse, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. Those وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ, the servants of Allah, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass by لغو, they pass by quickly. They pass by quickly. They don't listen to لغو. What does لغو mean? Again, vain talk. According to the Ahlul Bayt, vain talk here means music and singing. When we come to the hadith of Ahlul Bayt, we see that Ahlul Bayt, they took a strong position against singing and music. In a hadith by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alih, كان إبليس أول من تغنى. أول من تغنى, it was Shaytan, the first to sing. SubhanAllah, when we look at Shaytan, we see that he was the first to do many things. The first to feel arrogant. The first to feel jealousy and envy. And the first to sing. If Shaytan is the first to sing, that tells you a lot about singing. That tells you a lot about music. If Shaytan is the first to sing.
Thank you very much. Our time is over. We leave you all in Allah's protection. Till another meeting, another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. God bless all of you.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Our website is www.parstoday.com/en.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.